In Ypsilanti Township, it's the residents' first team, the incumbents, challenged by the Y-Town Future team, made up of mostly newcomers but one notable veteran, Ruth Ann Jamnick. Jamnick has worked for the township in one post or another since 1960. She was township treasurer for 24 years and also served a stint as township supervisor and as a state representative. Now she's running for township clerk.
In the last 3.5 years, I've continued to receive phone calls at home. My telephone number has always been in the book with people who had some questions about the township government, county, road commission, any issues that related to their own personal needs that were being a little difficult. And I would say to them, well, you know, I'm not there. And they would tell me, yes, I know. And I said, well, do you want to call them? No, I don't want to talk to those people. I want to talk to you. Okay. So I just went ahead and continued to work with people.
Running for supervisor on the Y-Town Future team is current Parks Commissioner John Hoops. Hoops owns a feed and pet supply store in Belleville and is president of that city's Downtown Development Authority. For him, the big issue in Ypsilanti Township is development, or the lack of it. He says the current township administration has not done enough.
The township's downtown really is technically the city of Ypsi. But if we all work together to tie our districts together to bring in our business districts on Washtenaw on the west side of the township and on Michigan Avenue on the east side of the township, everything will flow together and then flow to the south down here on Street Whitaker Road where we have other development potential. And right now there's no organized business district. There are no DDAs. There are no areas that can facilitate a specific improved area to have somebody want to bring a new business to the township. What I look at is the missed opportunity for Menards, the missed opportunity for Costco. You know, I'm glad it landed in Van Buren. I would have much rather had it in Ypsilanti Township. I don't know what happened, why it jumped over, why they weren't welcomed with open arms and given a tour of every possible spot. But that's a huge loss. I mean, people come from miles around for places like that. And if they come to shop, they may come to eat. And eventually, maybe they'll see something and relocate. You don't know until you have the opportunity there.
And it's talk like that that more than irritates current Township Supervisor Brenda Stumbo.
Perhaps if they attended any of the board meetings, they would know that there's been over 40 new expanded businesses or new businesses in the township since 2008.
What kinds of businesses?
Our industrial, we did 3 tax abatements. There was Bozell is one, Sensitile is another, and Blackmore Company out on Rawsonville are the 3 industrial expansions that we've had, and then several commercial developments. So there hasn't been any large big box, but several other smaller businesses have expanded or came here. For Tim Hortons is coming on Huron Street. Taco Bell, Huron Fuel, or Kroger Fuel Plaza out on East Michigan Avenue. You know, so we have, I guess it's easy to criticize when really the economy has been so bad that it's hard to really get big boxes in here. But to say that our existing businesses have stayed and that we're expanding is really a feat in itself. And we're very proud of our record and our close relationship with the business community.
Stumbo leads the residents' first team, along with current township clerk Karen Lovejoy Rowe.
I think if you talk to any of the businesses around here, they would definitely disagree with those statements by the opposition. People, we have low tax rate, we have great water systems, we have the great infrastructure, and there's just a lot of developments that over the 4 years that have happened. You know, our storefronts, you know, they're not where we want to be, but I don't think in comparison to any other community, that's been through the kind of cuts in our revenue stream that you could see, you know, the stability that has happened, whether it's Whitaker Road. I think Vaughn are over there where Vaughn's is on the east side. I think that's completely full. You know, you look at our strip malls and stuff, and I think that, think that what they're saying, and I think what Supervisor Stumbo said is that if people read our minutes or were involved and just didn't throw their name in and decide to get involved, that they would know that that's not true.
But to Hoops and Jamnick, development is not the only issue. Jamnick says the township needs to stop isolating itself from its neighbors if it's going to survive, especially in these tough economic times.
We are not very well respected across the county with other communities, other local units of government. We have always, and I can say this having been there as long as I was, we have always been an internal community. We didn't reach out to other communities as well as we could our neighbors. We tended to deal within our own borders and stay there. We have to, in order to survive, work better with all of our neighbors. And all of our neighbors, in my opinion, is not just the adjoining communities. It's everybody in Washtenaw County and our neighbors on the Wayne County line. We need to build relationships and partnerships that will help us spend our money wisely and service our residents better.
I really second that thought, only because you can see all around you, you know, with the 53,000 some odd people that live in Ipsy Township, we should be leading by example for most of Washtenaw County, not taking a back step and keeping everything for us inside of our own borders. There are opportunities that could exist with Pittsfield or with Van Buren or with Superior, and as Ruth Ann said, across the county in general, that if we just had a better personal attitude towards things and not so much about me, 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 and about the community, the sense of the community. And that's the thing that we don't have is that one key feature. If we had that, more people, I think, would be willing to look at Ypsilanti as a place to put new retail stores and to come live and buy.
Still, Karen Lovejoy Rowe points out that despite the bad economy brought on by the housing bust, the township has done well in the past 4 years.
Our fund balances are stable. Our in terms of our financial picture,
I call it a miracle. You're not running a deficit?
You know, no, we never have. Our fund balance is pretty much where it was at 4 years ago, and that's been done through just, you know, looking at every single position that comes open. Can we replace, you know, as people retire, we've not had to lay off, I think, two people, Brenda? Actually, and the rest of them had just been through retirements and, you know, people leaving, and we've just said, who else can pick up these tasks? And so we just haven't filled a lot of positions, and that saved. And then we've done a lot of things. We've worked on the health care and stuff, and say it looks like about $400,000 a year. And what's great about that is we worked with our labor organization and our human resources department, and worked with specialists in the health care field, and came up with a plan that actually is a better plan in terms of provides the same quality of same exact benefits without devastating. So I mean, I think Ipsy Township is a miracle story.
Brenda Stumbo echoes that and points out that Ypsilanti Township had suffered even more with the bankruptcy of General Motors in 2009.
And we can't forget that we're working with the Racer Trust Group, which is the GM facility. Right. You know, it closed in 2009. So we have to, it takes time to fill a 4 million square foot building, but we have met with several people. Racer Trust has put it as their priority.
Both slates also point to cleaning up blight as a major issue in this election, but whatever the issue is, it will come down to whether residents are happy with the current administration or believe it's time to change. Stumbo and Rowe and the rest of the Residents First team believe they have a good record on which to run, while Jamnick and Hoops believe more can and will be done if the Y-Town Futures slate is elected. There's a third Democrat running for Ypsilanti Township Supervisor. She's Willow Run School Board member Brenda Meadows, but she did not respond in time to request to be interviewed for this story. Clark Smith, WEMU News.